They got all these different kinds of signs. They got all these different kinds of games. All this stuff. You know, I'm bad. I'm this. And they even get people in gang. They do different kind of stuff to initiate, right? Get you in them. You're supposed to steal. You're to sell drugs. You're to do this. You're to do that. But you know what? Then you get with your gang lord and you come under his lordship. If you don't do what he says, he had people killed. And the law don't do anything about it. Just let them go on. You understand? So I'm going to say it again. Your only safe place to be is in Christ. All these inviting things, attractive things, they have the money. They have the car. They have the girls. They have the palace. They have all... Anybody in the house? It look good. They wear the fine clothes. They get them tailor-made. They get some. They are made out of some of the finest material. Anybody here? They seem to have everything going on, right? Because they got plenty of money. Snap the finger, here come the girls. They want this. They got the drinks. They got this. And people get sucked in. Because once you get addicted or under control of something, it controls you. Come on. Only to lead you to a fast life, sometimes cruelly live, and quickly end it. But don't too many people tell those people who are living like that, there's another life after that. That's not the end of it. I don't know if I'm communicating, y'all so quiet. There is another life to live. You can live it up, follow that plan, have your fun, and I will say to you, you better live it hard and live it fast and live it strong and enjoy all you can get because that's the only heaven you ever know. So, and he said, you get to know this Jesus, this God. You come to know. How will you come to know? To know. Practically through personal experience. Who? The love of Christ. Which far surpasses, which does what? Far surpasses what? Mere knowledge, just natural knowledge, just mere knowledge. It far surpasses this. And I have gotten to know him. It's far beyond just mere knowledge. Keep going. Without experience, thank you. That you may be, now look what he wants, look what he wants to happen for you, he wants you to experience. Without experience, that you may be what? Filled up throughout your being. Did you hear that? Throughout what? Your being. To all the fullness of God throughout your being. I am a spirit. I possess a soul. I live in a body. I live in the earth. I need clothes. I need food. I need shelter. I need protection. I need life. I have a spirit. I need to worship. I need to praise. I need to give. I need to love. Anybody here? He want me to be filled, and God is all of that. He's that I may be filled throughout my entire being. He knows that you individually, collected as well, but let's talk about individually. He knows that you have a physical body. He knows that Adam made a decision, committed an act of high treason to allow an enemy in this world. And he separated what his act of disobedience separated him from God, and he has been separated from God. And when he got separated from God, he began to experience something that he never experienced while he was with God. Something began to afflict his body. His mind that was so sharp, now it began to think foul things. Come on. You say, are you sure? And this spirit that was in touch, that was with God, and they was in fellowship, and he would worship God, now no longer wanted to worship God. No longer wanted to, he couldn't communicate with God. And here's this mind that was so sharp, that named everything that was on planet Earth, now rose up in his mind out of his spirit, because he had another spirit now. Rose up, came up out of his spirit. Abe offered God a sacrifice, and God would plead with it. And this spirit in Cain rose up, said, I'm going to kill him because I don't like it. God displeased with mine. And he became what? The first murderer. Hello? And God, through Jesus Christ, fixed that. Now, you don't have to have that inside of you. This vicious, violent, evil, that want to hurt people. Instead of bringing peace and joy and love and encouraging people and strengthening them and helping them, you're going to hurt them. You don't care what happened to them, how they feel, what kind of pain they go through. I don't care, just as long as I get my way. But that was not so in the beginning, right? So what happened? Jesus came and fixed it. Ooh, I wish I had time to read all this. Julia, go ahead and give me 2 Corinthians. We might as well do it right. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. We're coming back to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. You can leave it in the Amplified. And this is where it reads, therefore, if any man be where? He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. How many? How many things are passed away? old things. In other words, old things are passed away. Behold, all what?
All things.
How many things?
All
things are become new.